Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads' final game of the JD Welsh Premier League season. Andy, a bit of a anticlimax there to the end of the season.
Yeah, listen, it's been a difficult 24 hours. You know, I think it affected us, the whole palaver that's gone on the last day. You know, than anybody. You know, because I didn't sense a complacency last night. It was very relaxed, and you know, but. Our identity, Nick, has been based on the first 20 minutes in a game where we normally dominate the game. Mm-hmm. You know, we normally get to the first ball, we pick up the second balls, we recycle it, and teams don't cause us a problem. And the first 20 minutes, half an hour of the game tonight was the poorest we've been in 2.5 years since I've been at the club. You know, the opposite was when the second half started the game and they put five balls into our half. George Horan headed the first five balls back. So you're immediately pushing the opposition back. You're immediately recycling the ball and going in the right direction, where we didn't win a single ball of the first four or five they put up. They kept it alive. The goal comes from a second ball that just drops the edge of their box and, you know, Matty bends it in the corner. And then the second goal is just really sloppy, which makes it very difficult. Yeah, we've had a goal second half. You know, Andy Owen's got a score with a free header 5 yards out. You know, we've got into some half-decent areas, but, you know, we didn't... We just didn't start the game, and I didn't sense that before the game. But you know, it's a lesson again in football. You know, at whatever level you play, if you don't do those nuts and bolts and you don't do those things right, then you get found out and you come up short. And we did tonight. But we'll have a look at the video on Tuesday, and it'll only be a positive way of looking at things to point out why we lost the game. And it'll be very, very simple for me to do it. It'll be very simple to show the reasons why, you know, we've come away with a defeat 2-0 tonight. And then we'll train, you know, and then we'll train again Thursday in preparation, Saturday morning, and then we'll go, you know, and we'll go and enjoy the cup final, because we thoroughly deserved it. But it's just been a difficult... It's very difficult to pick yourself up, Nick, and go, like, you know, because the focus and the intensity and the desire and the aggression, you know, inside you was taken away yesterday from that. You know, it was becomes a little bit more passive, because, you know, your remit at the start of the season for us as a club is to get into Europe. We've got into Europe. We've got to a cup final. So this game tonight becomes about who wants it most. And, you know, Kevin Drew has wanted it a lot more than us, right across the board. And it's, you know, you never stop learning. And it's just a lesson, and it just again reinforces how I see football and how I understand it. You know, their desire was greater than ours tonight, and we had probably six or seven lads who were already in Europe, you know, and weren't thinking about that, you know. And I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever, if what had happened yesterday hadn't happened, then it would have been a different game altogether tonight. You know, our need would have been as great as theirs, and it just looked that way. It was very evident, you know, that we were very sloppy, we were very slow to the first ball, we were just not good enough.
In regards to the cup, though, we've got the cup final to look forward to. First cup final since 1998 for the club. In regards to the run so far in the cup, it has been a very impressive one.
Yeah, of course it has. I mean, both teams are there on merit, you know, and they both deserve to be there. Nobody's had an easy route to the cup final. You know, we've had to beat TNS and Bangor and Aberystwyth. I think have had probably maybe three or four Premier League teams that they've had to knock out. So we're both there on merit, and you know, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's a difficult night, and it's like I say, it's been a difficult 24 hours. It should be euphoric because you're in Europe, but like I say, it just the energy was just sapped out of us yesterday, and like sometimes, you know, it's a large amount of football is played in them sort of 8 inches by 8 inches inside the head, you know, and from the moment it happened yesterday, you know, I just felt the energy was taken out of us. Doesn't make it okay. It's not an excuse, and it's credit to Hugh and his team, because like I said, their desire was greater than ours tonight, and that plays a massive part in the way football games go.